call it when you would cook boil?
Greens?
Yes.
Well, it was almost always, it was either turnip greens or collards.
I see. So you would have turnip greens.
Turnip greens or collards. Uh-huh. Yeah.
With bacon.
We heard of poke salad, but we never ate it, and we missed it a lot, see? Yeah, it was only the very poor people that ate the poke salad. You know why? Because it was easy. You could go out and pick it, and you didn't have to grow it.
I see. Was that supposed to be medicinal?
I never heard. I just never heard of anybody except the very, very poor, unprivileged, eating, he eats poke salad.
I see.
And I hadn't tasted it until just a few years ago, you know. It's good stuff.
It's a class indicator,
that. Yeah. It's all right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now let's get down. Angel food cake, I think everybody calls angel food cake. Egg bread was the baked cornbread made with the eggs and usually cooked or some in a skillet, or it could, that same recipe could be, you'd cook it as corn sticks, cornbread sticks, corn sticks in one of those cast iron. And the cornbread, just ordinary cornbread. As some people refer to it as hot water cornbread, but we just refer to it as cornbread. And cornbread was the hot water corn pone that was fried.
Mm-hmm.
And the hoe cake, there was a hoe cake that was a big cornbread in a big cake, and I think it was baked. Whole cake.
What would be something like a pancake or a hot cake?
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought of that until I found it in your. Let me see if I can find it.
Not a whole cake.
No. That was I've been batter cakes.
Batter cakes,
and I'd been trying to think of that word for 5 years. Yeah, that's a pancake. Batter cakes, and lima beans were butter beans.
Could we go back to cornmeal? I think you mentioned we talked about corn dodgers, and we didn't
call them.
How about corn dumplings?
Nope. We had a dumpling that was it was not made of corn. If you want to stick on corn.
And how about cornmeal boiled to make a mush?
That was spoon bread.
Spoon bread.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
But that was not usual. It was made with eggs.
In your family brought the recipe in, or?
I think so. Yeah, I think one of my aunts actually did bring it from down in New Orleans or somewhere.
I see. Rather than
sure do. Uh huh.
Most people here then wouldn't have that experience.
No, and I remember mother. This isn't corn, but we would get somewhere on the train, I think, oysters shipped up maybe from New Orleans. She loved raw oysters, you know, in certain months of the year, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. What other seafood, or what native fish did you use, and what seafood
use? Native fish were the perch were the little fish, and they were sweet and delicious. Catfish were not considered very good, but now everybody seems to think it. Catfish is just great, see. And there was another fish that was there were no trout. It was a bream, and that's a small fish, and that's spelled, I think, B-R-E-A-M, I think, but it's pronounced bream. I can't think of another fish, but there is a.
Did you know shrimp?
No.
Not at all.
Mm-mm. No shrimp.